Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
Classroom Musical is back this year for the fifth year we're doing this.
Yeah.
It was inspired by the TV show Glee when we first started doing this because they bust out into song in the middle of school. So we wanted kids to get together and create their own videos for their favorite songs. And then celebrities and artists wanted to start helping us out. Last year, Carmen helped us. Mm-hmm. This year, OneRepublic and Ryan Tedder said, hey, we want to join in on the fun. So this year, it's OneRepublic themed. So what you do is you get your class together. Get one of the instrumentals at KidNation.com from OneRepublic and create a video. You could change the lyrics or you can make up your own as long as you mention the Kid Craddock Morning Show in there.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have three winners from each category. We'll have the little kids from kindergarten all the way to fifth grade. Then we have the middle schoolers from sixth to eighth grade and then the high schoolers, 9 through 12.
Right.
Yes, and so three prizes are going to be given away to each of those sections, right?
Yep.
$1,500 for each winner of those categories. And this can go to improve the classroom. You know, teachers spend a lot of their own money.
Yeah.
And they're very underpaid. So we want you to be able to buy new books, new technology, go on a field trip, whatever you want. Runner-ups are also going to get a tasty cake party and other prizes for the whole class. But very cool, the grand prize winning class chosen by OneRepublic.
This is one of the classrooms out of the three champions.
Yeah, three champions with $1,500, but one grand prize winner chosen by OneRepublic is going to get a Skype chat with Ryan Tedder and his band, and they're going to share your video with their 14 million fans on social media.
Wow.
It's all thanks to Interscope Records. So head on over to KidNation.com right now. Get some tips. Download the instrumental tracks you can use for your song. And you better get started today because you have less than 4 weeks to do it. That's KidNation.com.
Perfect.
Cool.
So cool. So glad they're helping us out this year. I have some great news.
What's that?
For all those people who love the 80s kids show, DuckTales.
Oh, okay. What's up?
With Donald Duck and Huey, Louie, and Dewey?
No, Donald's not in there. It's the Scrooge Duck.
Oh, it's Uncle Scrooge? Mick Scrooge?
Yeah, Mick Scrooge. Scrooge McDuck.
I remember this one as well.
Oh, I used to love this song.
I remember it, but I wasn't a big fan.
I remember Huey, Dewey, and Louie, right?
Yeah, they're all coming back. Hold on. DuckTales. Woo! Da-da-da-da. DuckTales.
Okay,
what
great.
About it?
Okay, what's the news? Or are you just going to sit here and sing the theme song?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm reminiscing of my childhood. DuckTales, Danger Mouse, and Inspector Gadget.
Oh, Inspector Gadget.
Yes, Jenna.
I loved that one.
Gadget arms.
By the way, if you're pregnant right now or you're planning on having kids, perfect timing because they're all being turned into new series. Disney XD is creating a new DuckTales, which is going to premiere in 2017.
Okay.
And then, all in the meantime, Netflix is going to launch the new versions of Inspector Gadget and Danger Mouse.
All right.
So if you loved those shows back in the day, and I did.
Inspector Gadget, I kind of got off into a little bit.
Oh, no, Al.
I liked Inspector Gadget.
DuckTales is so good.
I was a Popeye and Bugs Bunny guy.
I was George
of the Jungle.
Watch out for that tree.
Yeah.
Or Baby Muppets. If they could bring back Baby Muppets, I would like that very much.
Oh, not the Baby Muppets, the Muppet.
Baby Muppet.
Yeah.
Muppet Show. How'd the song go for the Muppet Show? It's time to just put on makeup. It's time to light the lights. It's time to get things started on the Muppet Show tonight.
Dun, dun, dun.
Something like that.
And also Chip and Dale. Chip and Dale.
Did y'all know what?
Rescue Rangers.
His memory, considering you weren't born in the United States, your memory of childhood TV shows, and you and I are basically the same age, it's very impressive.
Thank you.
Because I don't remember that
I don't know if that's a diss or if that's
probably where you found comfort as a child.
Yeah. Was that a diss? No, I mean, I'm complimenting you.
Yeah.
It's obviously something that helped you learn
English.
Our culture. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just didn't pay attention.
When I was a little kid. It's time
to make the Muppet Show tonight.
When I was a little kid, I had a big fight with a neighbor of mine because I went to his house and the Smurfs were blue. I always thought that the Smurfs were green.
Why?
What about in the dialogue on the show when they kept referring to blue?
I don't know.
That was a big part
just,
of the dialogue I remember is everybody was blue.
I just remember growing up because the color contrast on our TV was really old and the color was all jacked up. And I thought they were green with little yellow hats.
Yellow hat.
I think it was yellow. Yeah, if I'm not mistaken. And I went to my buddy's house. I said, how come your Smurfs are blue and my Smurfs are green?
Well, they had white hats.
Did you ever go to, like, the store and see that the Smurfs?
I don't know. I'm just telling you what I had a fight about when I was a kid. It like blew my mind when I went over to Charles' house. I was like, man, your Smurfs blue. My Smurfs green.
Y'all had a broken TV.
They were blue with white hats except for the hot chick, and she had yellow hair.
And Papa Smurf.
Papa Smurf. He had red
hat and pants.
Yeah.
And a beard.
Right.
Papa Smurf was like the Dan Bilzerian of the Smurfs.
The what?
The Dan Bilzerian.
Dan Bilzerian.
Who's Dan Bilzerian?
The most interesting man in the world.
No, he's the Instagram DB who spends all his dad's money.
Yeah.
He's the one, he's like, I don't even know how he gets allowed.
People just follow him because he just hooks up with girls.
It's his Instagram is just disgusting.
A lot of hookups.
He lives in Vegas, gambles, flies private jets, shoots guns, has naked girls, throws prostitutes off of roofs and breaks
ankles. That guy, I saw him on like TMZ or something where he threw a girl.
Now he wants to be an action movie star.
He's trying.
Good for him. You know, you have to have a goal and dreams.
But he has like 7 million Instagram followers.
Good for him.
Just for his life.
Yeah, he's a great character.
Yeah.
Jeez.
What else is going on in the world there?
Well,
Big Al Mac.
There's this school bus aide, not the driver, but the lady that just kind of keeps an eye on the kids.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they sit somewhere with the kids.
Usually in the front row next to the bus driver, if I remember correctly.
She's been charged with stealing lunch money and bagged lunches from preschoolers in New Jersey.
And their lunch? And their lunch?
It's got to be a special place
Here's the
for
thing,
this
though,
woman right
preschoolers
here.
Do have delicious lunches. Like, they always have the cheese sticks.
Okay, but that is...
That's all kinds of wrong.
So many
that's all kinds
you
of
get the sandwich without the crust.
Like. Police in Millville say 33-year-old Rosa Rios was caught on a surveillance camera rummaging through students' backpacks. She's accused of stealing money and food from the 3 to 5-year-olds she was supervising.
What's her excuse?
She's broke, maybe?
Oh, please.
She's maybe
You're
broke
stealing
and desperate.
Their little lunches.
Little bitty kids' lunch money?
I know. I'm not saying it's right. But she's not just doing it just because.
I think about if the kids get in trouble when they get home, like their parents are like, well,
did you enjoy your lunch?
You didn't eat lunch, and where's your money? I don't know.
You're losing so much weight, why aren't you?
The bus lady took it.
And you know, you know how cranky kids get when they don't eat their lunch. So that harms the parents as well. Because those kids have to go home all hungry.
Well, here's the thing. I know Jenna is really into fashion, maybe a little bit more than I am. Just a little.
Just
slightly.
Barely.
But the thing is women dress for other women, right?
Yeah.
That's the truth. It's because men, I think, don't care sometimes what we're wearing. They just want us to show up, you know, and look decent.
Yeah. We're cool if you're just wearing yoga pants.
Well, girls are all going to be lying if you say you don't. Like, I, you know, I want, even you and Al, who are just my friends, I want you to like something I wear.
Yeah.
We want approval.
I get that.
But sometimes when you take fashion risk, I don't care if you don't like my Muppet coat. I love it. Most guys, that's a kind of a man repeller thing.
Yeah, men don't like that
stuff.
But
I like, girls love it. So that's cool.
Yeah, so when you're shopping, ladies, and you're looking for clothes to wear, but if your goal is to please a man in your life, you might be curious to know what men find attractive.
Okay.
What
do we find attractive?
We'll let you know.
Front Door Fashion asked a few men. They're from all, you know, kind of the same. The age range was 20s to 40s.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
And different backgrounds and careers. What is the most attractive thing a woman can wear? This attorney, Corey, 29 years old, he said, I like a woman who dresses with simple, elegant, soft fabrics with the right accessories to match the occasion. But no matter what you prefer, the most attractive thing you can do is own it.
Okay.
So own what you're wearing. Like
confidence.
Jenna owns that Muppet coat.
Uh-huh.
He was the only one that kind of said that. The most common theme from every man they asked, they had a 48-year-old Greg who's in business development. This insurance agency owner. They had a tech support guy, an engineer. Every one of them said pretty much the same thing. We want a woman to wear something that fits her body. Not crazy tight, not real loose, but something that shows off her figure. Girls who think they're wearing these blousy baby doll dresses, men hate that.
We can't see.
They don't want something, like I said, super painted on tight. They want something that shows off a woman's figure. Even if you're a little more voluptuous, still something that fits your curves the right way and not this big baggy tent dress. I used to make the mistake when I was a lot bigger thinking if I wore looser clothes, you couldn't see how big I really was. It only made me look bigger.
Yeah. I think that's a misconception with a lot of women. Yeah. If you wear clothes that fit, even if you are, you know, more voluptuous, you got to wear things that fit in the right places.
Yeah.
And belt them and tuck them in and you can look slimmer.
A belt makes all the difference in the world. Even if you think, oh, but I'm too big. No, you're not. The men like it. This man, Matthew, my wife has an hourglass shape. It's absolutely stunning, especially when she's in a fitted cocktail dress or the perfect pair of jeans. On the contrary, when girls wear dresses that flow out from the top of the midsection, the dress is hiding their best features and gives them a less flattering shape than they think they have. Hmm. Nothing except wearing fitted clothes. So just remember that, ladies, when you go out.
Yeah, because my wife right now has these white jeans that she
guys
wears.
Guys love white jeans.
We do.
Man.
We do.
Every time she puts those on.
Mm-hmm.
But girls are very self-conscious about white jeans. They show more curve and they're hard to pull off unless you're confident. But if you wear a pair that fits you properly, that's the secret.
You got to find the right pair of
jeans. Like for me, I'm a flat butt girl. I'm working on it. I'm doing squats by the coffee machine every time I go back there now. I'm trying to get a booty going. My thing is I have to wear jeans with pockets and that's really hard to find. With flaps. Yeah. Every jean has a pair of pockets.
That adds to the butt. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you call that? A pocket flap.
A flap.
If I can find a jean with a pocket flap, it gives me a little of illusion that I have a little butt going on back there, and I have to try. That's
you know hard. What I found out, Kelly, since I suffer from no butt as well, is the little things you do with... So if you point your knees out when you're squatting down, that gets full-on butt. But if you have them pointing forward, it's mostly your inner thigh and your quads.
Are you doing that, Kelly?
Point my knees out.
So point the knees out, and that gets the booty. Just little things like that.
All right. I'm going to start pointing my knees
out.
And
mule kicks. Get on all fours.
The donkey kick?
I do a lot of those. Get on all fours and do mule kicks.
With your knee bent and your heel up to the sky?
It's a lot of work. I don't know.
It is a lot of work.
That's a really good
kick.
Seriously, if I go a couple days without doing lunges and squats, it's like butt just starts getting flat.
And there's meat there, but just getting it to have a shape that you want.
It's tough.
Man, it's hard.
And you know, you got swimsuit season coming up. It's like, man, I better start doing something.
Yes. Right? Speaking of swimsuit season, things guys like, Victoria's Secret, because one fashion show a year is not enough. Tonight, CBS is going to air the Victoria's Secret Swim Special to make all of us feel great about ourselves.
Swimsuit special?
Motivation.
Yep, it's going to be an hour-long special shot on location. I follow a lot of these models on Instagram, so I knew they were up to something because it was always something big is coming. And then, of course, Maroon 5 is going to be a part of this. And
of course.
You know, Bahati and Adam. So they went to some, you know, tropical location. They were in Puerto Rico. They have all of their most famous angels in bathing suits talking about their personal lives and careers and playing volleyball on the beach. And then there's going to be musical performances by Maroon 5 around a campfire. It looks very sultry. All the girls have on black bathing suits. And wands? Juanes?
Juanes. Oh, he's performing?
It's Juanes and Maroon 5. Yeah.
Didn't Adam Levine find his wife out of the Victoria's Secret catalog or something?
It's the third angel he's dated.
He just happened. I don't know if he literally flips through the pages.
Oh, that's what he does. That's what
I know some Adam Levine, guys do.
Yeah. Give me page 43. Yeah.
I mean, that's how Kings of Leon, Caleb Followhill, lead singer, found Lily Aldridge.
You can pull it off.
They performed at the show. And then, why not?
Next day, you used to find your girls on the Penny Saver, right?
One time I was actually going through a newspaper, and I saw this really, really pretty lady, girl, and she was, she was a model for something. And I mentioned it on the radio, and her sister had tried to hook us up. And we went out like once or twice, but it didn't work out. And then she moved away. So sometimes you can put it out there.
Why didn't it work out?
I don't know. She didn't like
chemistry.
It. Yeah, just whatever.
Sometimes, you can have two really beautiful people, and there's just no chemistry. I know that's a hard concept for people to understand.
But that's cool. That actually worked for Al.
But at least it got us a meeting. You know, I was just going. I mentioned it on the radio. I'm like, man, this woman is hot.
You had no name or anything?
No, nothing. She was I don't even know what she's after. Probably cosmetic or something. And her sister heard me talk about it and had her sister, try to hook us up. And we went out and met it somewhere, had a taco.
I put it out there once on Facebook. I saw a guy online and I thought he was really cute. And I put it on Facebook. And he actually started messaging me and we were going to go to lunch and he stood me up that morning.
Oh.
I didn't talk about it on the radio. It was so embarrassing.
I'm sorry.
He was hot too. Oh, well.
Commercial guy?
You don't have to worry about
this.
You don't have to worry about him now because you got Tinder Bear.
Yeah, you
crossed that monumental moment that you're going to tell us about a little later on, right?
Yeah, there's been a We've crossed a huge milestone in our burgeoning. I love the word burgeoning. It's my new favorite word. Our burgeoning relationship.
Mm. All right. Well, we'll do
he
that.
He doesn't know it yet, but he doesn't realize what a big deal this really was.
Oh, okay.
We'll do that in less than an hour, about an hour from
oh,
now.
Oh, you're going to make me save it? All
yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah, Kelly.
Yeah, make sure he's in the car so he can hear.
Yeah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. I got a
first world problem. First world problems. They're small problems, but they still ruin our day sometimes.
Yeah.
Don't they? I have one that I realized lately.
We want calls, too.
Yeah, we do want calls, by the way. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Call us with yours.
My wife bought me a new sound machine so that I could sleep better.
Okay.
But the sound machine has way too many sounds, and I can never pick one.
Oh, you don't have a favorite?
And I end up getting frustrated and not using it.
Oh.
Frustrated you can't sleep?
First world problems, yeah.
First world problems.
It caused problems. Do you guys have one?
Audra hit us up on Twitter. She says, the gas station near my house doesn't stock my favorite brand of coconut water. Hashtag first world problems.
Oh, man. I got this one off of Twitter from Coach Burns.
All right.
He says, drove by these kids, and it's a picture of two kids, what appears to be playing catch.
Mm-hmm.
These poor kids don't have a ball, so they're playing catch with their iPhone.
Oh, my God.
Hashtag first world problem.
Speaking of the iPhones, Liz said the front camera on my phone's broken, so I have to take selfies in the bathroom mirror. So basic. Hashtag first world problems.
Anna, I forgot to charge my wireless Beats by Dre headphones, so I had to use the cord that came with them just to listen to music on my phone.
Oh.
First world problems.
Speaking of that, Jenna, here's one similar from Roberto. I forgot my headphones, so I had to hold the phone speaker up to my ear like some sort of caveman. That's personal problem.
Most of our problems are electronic.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
Kara says, my heated mattress pad is too warm, but I can't reach my nightstand to adjust the temperature. Hashtag first world problems.
Oh, man. Trisha, please go ahead and vent.
Yeah. So I got eyelash extensions on last night, and now I have to completely change the way that I wash my face and I do my makeup.
You do.
Hashtag first world problem.
Right?
What do you have to do?
Yeah.
Can't rub them.
It's really difficult. I have to, like, work around them now rather than just, like, scrubbing on my eyeballs. I have to just, like, work around my lashes.
Q-tip.
It's really difficult.
Did you get the weave kind? Like
the weave?
I mean, that's what it is.
Is it a weave?
Yeah, they just glue right on.
Oh.
Yeah, they're not weave or anything.
I heard there was one that's like, they
how
do it one at a time.
That's glue.
That's,
not
oh, that's
weave.
Glue.
Yeah, that's
I thought
glue.
It was weave.
Yeah, they glue them to
yeah,
your.
Yeah, I mean, I understand the science behind it that it stays on for like weeks and weeks, but they look good, so I'm fine with it.
They do look so good.
Well, hopefully.
My girlfriend was like, my new eyelash extensions are so long, they rub against my sunglasses.
Yeah,
I'm very uncomfortable.
I feel them against my eyelids. Like, come on.
And you know, you can get them on the bottom.
What?
Which is so cool.
Extensions on the bottom?
Yeah, but even like Kim Kardashian then.
Yeah.
That looks hot sometimes.
I've got a lot.
I've got them on the bottom. Right. Yeah, but it totally alleviates the need for a lot of eye makeup, and you literally wake up like this, and it's great.
I woke up like this.
Exactly.
Well, Trisha, we wish you the best of luck with this hardship you're suffering from right now.
What's that?
Go ahead. Well, thank you. Good luck with that. If you have those eyelash things on your head, like, take them off. Those look stupid.
Thank you, Al.
Those look stupid.
Yeah, if your car has eyelashes, no.
That's all right on a beetle bug, isn't it?
No!
Because a beetle bug's like a chick car anyway, with a little daisy in the vase.
If you have those eyelash things on your headlights, pull over into the next gas station and take them off right now.
Because everybody on the road is going, why?
You'll thank me later.
What's the point?
Yeah, the accessories on the front of the car in general.
We're doing first world problems.
Judgy.
Cynthia wrote us and said, I pay for HDTV, but my kids keep putting it on regular channels with no HD. Hashtag first world problem.
Yep. Hashtag first world problem. Yeah. Tamika says, my son's omelet broke apart while I was putting it on the plate. It was too heavy, so now it just looks like scrambled eggs. Hashtag first world problem.
What? Sherry said, my DVR cut off before I could see the scenes for next week's Empire. She doesn't know what's happening next week.
Girl.
Can you relate? I've had to go on all my shows on the DVR and add them to finish 2 minutes after the show is scheduled to start.
Why haven't they adapted?
Why can't it adapt?
Do you know I missed like half of the season premiere of The Blacklist after the Super Bowl because they were giving the trophy away?
It makes no sense why they can't make a smart DVR that adapts, like you said, when a show is delayed.
Yeah.
There's like some sort of tone they can give off. The show starts now and ends now.
Oh,
I don't know what the problem is.
I had another one, too. Because there was a storm, a bad ice storm. During the storm, I was recording a TV show, and I guess my satellite developed too much ice on it.
Yep.
So half the show was blurry, and I had to go and watch it on my tiny little computer screen. Oh. Hashtag first problem.
Satellite problems, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sorry. I love satellite, but, man, it gets blocked so easily. Tanya, you're on First World Problems.
Hi, guys. I had to put off watching the series finale of Parenthood because I had just went and got a new spray tan and didn't want tear lines down my face the next day. First world problems.
Yeah, can't cry after a spray tan.
No. But you did go back and watch it later, and what'd you think?
Oh, my gosh. It was a tearjerker, but I think they wound it up and finished it off very strong.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
I watched a couple episodes of this show, and I thought it was a comedy.
No.
I don't know why.
Well, it's a dramedy.
Yeah, but it was super serious.
Yeah.
Like, really serious.
Another TV series bites the dust.
Yeah. So no more Parenthood.
Nope.
Sorry, Tanya.
No more Parenthood, no more Parks and Rec.
Check this out. Renee says, I work in the basement of our building, and my remote start for my car won't send the signal from that far. So I have to walk all the way upstairs, stick my arm out the door, click my remote start to warm up my car, then walk all the way back downstairs. Hashtag first world problems.
Poor girl.
Poor thing.
You can keep the first world problems going on Twitter or
pretty
Instagram.
Funny. Pretty funny.
Use the hashtag first world problems and go ahead and use the hashtag Kid Nation as well so we see it. That's KIDD, by the way.
All right.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The Kid Kratic Morning Show.
Okay, two things. One.
We got so much stuff going on this morning.
Our phone's broke.
Is this Monday?
What did I say? What was the first thing I said to you when I walked in this morning, Kelly? Like, I'm stressing out.
Al was stressing out. Very, very stressed.
Our phones broke during First World Problems.
Yeah, we were like, nobody is calling in, so we were having to fill. I don't know if anybody could tell sometimes. But no, the phone. So finally, Shannon called, and the phones are down.
Yeah.
Two calls made it through, and that was it.
Completely.
They were on hold, and the whole system shut down. So we don't know what happened.
Phones are full on down right now.
So if you're trying to call, maybe eventually they'll get it fixed.
Yeah,
but right now, you can't call in.
We're trying to fix that. And second problem, we're supposed to do a voice factor idol right here.
Right here, right now.
Stupid.
Now, that's not nice.
Don't
kick a man when he's down.
Big Al Mac, what happened?
I was trying to make... because I can't see. I was trying to make my font bigger, easier to read.
I've done that before.
Because I saw that you had something on your computer.
And I've been practicing all morning.
Yeah.
And I highlighted it, and I deleted it somehow.
Okay, this is easily fixable by one simple step. Right. Save.
Thank you, Shannon.
That's exactly
what we're trying to tell him.
He didn't save
it. I didn't save it.
Why don't
you
save
it? I never save anything.
I email it to myself with each, like, couple hours of, like, writing on it.
Yeah, if I had written in my email.
Hold on. Did you maybe cut instead of delete, or did you hit delete?
Did you hit paste? Did you hit paste?
Try paste.
I did. See, I had highlighted something else on a previous document also that I did my blog earlier today.
Okay.
So, and then I did this.
Did you try paste?
Yes, and it pasted my blog.
So it was your blog that was on there. And then you undo it and fix
it. If I know my blog, I could do that.
So Big Al Mac, here's what we're going to do for you, Big Al Mac.
Okay, right. I'm going to bite the bullet for you, Big Al.
We're going to give you one little break to maybe come up with the song that you wrote.
I'm going to rewrite it the best I can.
Right now.
I'll be a team player about it because I want it.
You cool with that, Jenna?
Of course I am.
Okay.
I don't know. I would feel the same way if it happened to me, and I don't mind because I want it to. I mean, it's the loser bracket anyways.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be really, like, this is what happens to the losers. But I would be upset. I'm gonna be really upset if I lose and gave you another break to write the song.
Yeah, because you could demand he take a forfeit.
You could have, but that's gonna be fair.
No, we've both put work into it.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I want to hear it.
It sucks. It's still gonna suck. It sucked before. It's still gonna suck. But now I don't want to have the non-suckage.
Look at it this way, Al. If you were working for a company, and let's say you're like the VP of sales, and you had this big PowerPoint presentation.
Uh-huh.
And you showed up, and you had it on your computer, and you had not saved it, and you, right before your PowerPoint, deleted it.
I'd be so screwed.
You would be so screwed. But no.
Oh, man, I never do that.
We reward screw-ups on this show. Because sometimes they're funny.
We wouldn't get anything done if we did.
All right.
Now, we'll go ahead and talk about what Kelly revealed this morning, because there was a big breakthrough in your relationship with Tinder Bear.
I think we've passed a milestone. See, here's the thing. A couple years ago, if I would have been embarrassed to tell anybody that I met someone on a hookup app.
But it's fine now.
But now it's like something, the stigma behind online dating and these apps and stuff, it's kind of melted away. I don't know what happened. I guess just because so many people are doing it, you finally realize I'm not the only one. So if it was a couple years ago, I'd make him buy into the lie that I would create.
Okay. Mm-hmm,
I would create this really wonderful lie that we were standing in line at Starbucks and he turned around too fast and spilled his double mocha laka chaka waka flocka all over my blouse.
Oh, the waka flocka?
The waka flocka.
Which was suddenly see-through. Uh-huh. And so he, being chivalrous, would offer me his jacket.
And you became
and
Starbucks.
And ask for my phone number.
What
see,
an elaborate
that's,
story.
That's how romantic comedies start out, right?
Right.
So we don't have that. I don't have to make him live that lie.
It was just Tinder, and you said, what's up?
It would be so.
Hey.
You know what we should do one day? I'm doing a really quick aside. I'm very bad at that. We should have people who maybe 10 years ago, when this stuff was all new, actually hooked up online, but they came up with this elaborate lie.
If you're still living a lie.
If you're still living the lie, and the truth is it was...
We'll do that tomorrow.
That's fun, right?
Go to our Facebook page. Sure. Go to the Kid Nation Facebook page and let us know if you're still living the lie from when you started dating back in the day from online.
Because I had a girl sign up for this not an online dating service. It was a matchmaker service.
Yeah.
And she was so embarrassed by it that I told her to do it. She ended up marrying the guy. They've been married 10 years now, and they still tell people that I hooked them up, that it was a blind date.
Oh, you get to be the hero from it?
But I didn't, because she's embarrassed that she had to have help.
Okay, back to Tinder Bear.
My story.
You met him on Tinder.
I met him on Tinder.
You guys met for lunch once, and then
met for lunch.
Had a Friday night date.
And we had a Friday night date that we ended up not going to dinner because just wanted to talk all night.
And Kelly got drunk.
And I ended up maybe singing songs to him that I don't remember vividly, but I do, once I was reminded, I remembered. So anyway, last night,
Your place
we're on the phone.
Oh, on the phone. Okay.
On the phone. Talking.
I have a
phone.
Very limited window of time because my daughter's at choir practice.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I can actually talk, which is really great.
Quickie phone call.
You have to understand, men, that girls need to hear your voice. You want to text all day, that's fine, because that's the way guys are. Get down to business with text. We want to hear the sound of your voice.
So, and McKelly's gone.
And when a man wants to hear the sound of your voice, that's a good sign for him, too.
Yeah.
That he feels the desire to call you and talk to you rather than just text.
Yeah.
That should be a huge sign for a man that this woman's pretty special, right?
Uh-huh.
Here's what happened.
What happened?
I told him, my little Tinder Bear.
Look how giddy Kelly gets when she talks about
it. I have to fly to L.A. in a couple weeks.
Yeah. Okay.
And he said he would take me to the airport. And
that's such a big move.
And it is. You don't even understand. And then I said, that'd be great. And then, you know, I get back Friday night and I'll just have somebody pick me up. He said, oh, no, I'm going to pick you up, too.
Wow.
Do you know what a big deal that is?
That is a huge deal.
I know, because
you know that is a milestone.
That's a Friday night, and then that's a morning. He didn't even ask you what time your flight was.
He didn't even ask. I said, I'm not even sure what time my flight gets in. It might be when you're at work. He's like, that doesn't matter. I will take off and come get
you. What a stud.
Wow.
That
really makes all
that
other guys.
You don't understand.
The airport run is
we might as well get married.
Whoa. Hey.
I'm kidding.
Hey.
Clear alert. Stage 5.
I'm kidding. That was being silly.
Slow it down.
No,
but that's huge, right, Jenna?
That's,
of course it is.
That's
the airport
huge.
Run.
I didn't reschedule a shave one time and my girlfriend was coming in.
Uh-huh.
And you didn't get her at the airport?
Huh? I sent somebody to pick her up, and I didn't.
I'm telling you, I don't know how you still have a girlfriend right now.
You don't understand what a big deal that is
I do now.
Who will? Do you know? Because getting to the airport is a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
You hate to bother anybody.
Yeah.
You hate to pay the money on a cab. You hate to pay the parking. To have a man offer to
Now, gentlemen,
you're not close to the airport.
And I don't want to ever ask anyone, but when someone's like, oh, yeah, I'll take you, it's like,
it's a huge deal. But if it's your boyfriend, that's and guys, don't do the whole wait for me out by the side of the road and I'll drive by and you just put your luggage in the back and hop on in.
Why not? This is what you do. No, that's fine.
Park your car.
No.
Get her like a rose and just wait out there.
Okay. Okay, No.
Oh, you can call it cheesy all you want.
I'm ready to just
do that.
You don't even have to put it in park. I'll just hop in and we're on the road.
Go about two or three.
That's what every other boyfriend's doing. Stand out.
Do about 2 or 3 miles an hour. I'll lean over, open the door, just hop in.
I'm at the very end.
Maybe like once you get in the car. If he's probably listening now. If he does this, he can't. Now he can't do it. I'm ruining it for myself. But if there are other guys listening, this is what you do when you pick up your woman from the airport. Mm. If she's been gone a while you were gone, I wrote you this letter or something or a card and slide it to her in the car. Yes, because women, to see that you missed her and actually wrote a letter or a card or something while you were gone and then gives you.
That's what text messages are for.
I'm so excited.
Park the car, get a rose.
Don't do that, like the bachelor.
Be like, would you accept this rose?
I'm so excited for Kelly.
I know.
Kelly, I got an airport boyfriend.
That's awesome. That's big.
I'm not making too much of that.
No. Because I hate driving, period. I used to drive for a living, so I hate driving now. And I know that I've been requested the same service, and I have somehow finagled a way around. I'll take her sometimes. I really do. She'll take me sometimes. But I don't like going to the airport.
Nobody does.
That's why it's a big deal.
I know.
It's like almost it's right there with going to a wedding with them. We don't want to go to the wedding, but we go.
No, the wedding?
No, the out of town wedding.
Oh, that's super above.
We're way too far away from that.
Yeah. Well, you're just one step. You're not that far from it, to be honest with you, Kelly.
Things are going to be fast tracked.
Anyway, there's my Tinder bear update. Here I am saying I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not going to ruin it. And I can't keep my mouth shut.
Too excited.
Yeah.
I can't keep my mouth shut.
Did I tell you guys how close I was to losing my phone yesterday?
Oh.
I mean, this is a big deal, Jenna.
That's like every day for
this
me.
This is a huge deal. I went to the gym, and I did my thing and everything. And you know, you do everything the same way every day. That's how I am. I'm very regimented. And so I went to the gym, and I'm driving back home, and Kenzie calls me. She's out running errands, so she wasn't at home. So we're just chatting and whatever. And I get home, and I walk inside, and I start doing my thing, and I make myself some little snacks.
And then I go,
oh, I'm going to check my email to see if I have anything from work. And I start looking for my phone in my gym bag, and I cannot find my phone. And you know that feeling you get where everything just sinks? Where it's like, all my pictures of my kids, all my videos are gone. Everything on that phone that I didn't save, gone. Yeah. Like your song that you just deleted. It's like all this hard work, it's gone. I don't even know my Twitter password or my Instagram password. If I get a new phone, I'm thinking about this. So I'm like, I need to go get it. So I jump in my car and I start driving back to the gym. And I'm going fast. Like, I need to find this before somebody else does. Mm-hmm. Plus, I got pictures on there I don't want people seeing.
Yeah.
Of course.
Oh, please describe just one. Give us that, JC. Give it up for the show.
One picture?
One picture just describe that would...
Well, I told you guys, I do the ESPN, the body poses.
I know what he just did. Remember what he revealed?
The naked run?
I do the naked slow motion run.
Did you save it?
That I have it saved, but I'm going to delete it because I keep them for like a week and then I delete them just in case this happens.
What perfect timing for someone to find your phone.
Jenna, it's the worst because I usually don't have anything like this on my phone, but at this time we were at the hotel and I did it at the hotel, so why not? And so I get to the gym and I walk up there and it's like, I don't even say hi. I don't check in. I just walk straight through and I walk upstairs and I'm looking for my phone.
So when was the last moment you had it? Talking to Kenzie at the gym?
I remember taking it out at the gym because I got a call there. And I put it back.
Because you were taking a gym selfie.
I was actually talking to one of our producers from Dish Nation.
Who's going to believe that?
In the mirror.
Wait, it was a business call for a gym selfie.
I will let you go through my phone, and if you find a gym selfie, I will give you $100.
You protest too much.
So wait, you don't work out with it?
No. I have it in my bag, but I don't work out with it.
How do you work out without music?
No, I don't like music. I just like doing it.
You're so that dude.
Kelly, okay. I will let you go. You can go through my phone. I will absolutely.
I don't even want you to deny it.
Because I think that's the DBH thing to do.
I just want to sit here and take pictures at the gym.
Okay, I hate when people do that.
Yeah, but you are all swole, bro.
So I'm walking around looking for my phone, and I can't find it. I go to the front desk, and I'm like,
Did you look by the mirror?
Did anybody? No. Go ahead. look through my damn phone and find a damn gym selfie, Kelly Raspberry. Look through my damn phone.
You
look
guys.
Through my phone, Deb. Come on. You're going to call
me
after that.
You guys are hurting his feelings.
He's hurt.
You could say I do a lot of dumb things.
This isn't that funny. Let me just tell you behind the scene. This ain't that funny, but Al is under a lot of emotional
distress.
And you know when you're...
Al deleted his
phone. Like when you laugh at a funeral.
You start laughing at a funeral. It's the same thing. So what I said wasn't that funny. Al is now
laughing. I think Al just gets happy when I get flustered. So I'm looking for this thing, and I go to the front desk. Did you got anybody turn in the phone? No. Oh, man. Okay. So I
no
walk
one's
out. With
turning
my,
in Radio Star JC's phone.
So I walk out with my head down. I get in the car and I get to the first light, and Bruno Mars' Uptown Funk comes on, and that lifts my spirits. And I'm having a good time, and I'm having a dance party, and I'm singing Uptown Funk.
And you're like, I wish I could video myself right now
because I'm so good.
Yeah, I wish I could do one of those selfie singing things that I could post on Facebook, but no, I can't because my phone is gone.
What's the point of living?
And then Uptown Funk is interrupted. Bye-bye, my Bluetooth. Boom! You got a call from Kinsey, so I pick it up. And my wife's on the other line, and I'm like, babe, I lost my phone. And she goes, oh my gosh, are you serious? And I was like, yeah, all the pictures I have of the kids, all the videos, all the music.
Oh my God,
it's
JC,
gone.
You don't have
She goes, did you look everywhere?
Talking on the phone to each other.
I was like, she goes, did you look everywhere? And I'm like, I looked in the house.
Al's
I looked
gonna
in
have
my
a heart
gym
attack.
Bag.
Al's gonna have a heart attack.
I went back to the gym, babe. I was just at the gym. I looked everywhere. I asked the front desk. Nobody has it. I don't know what I'm gonna do.
How do you two survive?
They have two cats. How do they survive? So, Al's leaving the room.
So we have a full-on, like, five-minute conversation. We have a full-on five-minute conversation. And
Al can't handle it. Al never laughed so hard in his life.
Crying.
Al had to leave the room.
He's having an emotional breakdown. He's crying.
After a five-minute conversation, we're talking, and she's consoling me over losing my phone and everything I had on it. And she goes, wait, how are you talking to me on the phone right now? And I look down to my right, and my damn phone is in the cup holder right there, just chilling.
Oh my God.
I put it in the cup holder.
Oh, God.
So I, in fact, had not lost my phone. I was just stupid and misplaced
it
in
the
cup holder.
So when the Bluetooth went off in your car, you didn't
normally that's
oh,
like
my
a,
God, my
yes,
phone is
it's
in my
in
car.
Here.
I was upset that they had interrupted Uptown Funk. I couldn't even think about that it was my phone.
Al is crying. Are you okay, sweetie?
All right. I'm fine. It's so stupid.
Oh, you cannot call me stupid after you deleted your song.
Oh, God.
JC.
That's pretty stupid.
Oh, my God.
We've all had those moments, I hope.
Oh, my God.
Would you like to now go through my phone and see if there are any
selfies? No. Don't ruin this moment.
No.
I'm not ruining this moment.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Look. Yeah. We're going 8 Mile today in the Voice Factor Idol. One opportunity. Big Al Mac is basically freestyling because he deleted his song.
Oh, this is going to be so bad.
It's okay, Al.
It was bad before when I had it written. Now it's a rewrite in 7 minutes without a rehearsal.
No rehearsal, Big Al Mac. This is definitely like 8 Mile now. Just pretend you're Eminem.
Oh,
he did just fine in the movie. Jenna, how do you feel about your song?
Not great.
The defending champion, Jenna Owens.
Well, no, I
I'm not looking forward to this.
It could be a disaster on both ends. We'll see.
I mean, today's probably the biggest one we've had because even Nick walked in, video guy Nick, who works on KTV and does all the videos for us. He walked in, he's like, I'm excited about today's competition.
Wow.
And he's never said that about a Voice Factor Idol competition.
You weren't excited last week?
No, not at all.
Well, he hadn't heard mine, Nick. So he's got to be excited about Jenna.
All right, so the songs are written and one was rewritten in 8 minutes.
If you got something to do right now, I understand. If you got something to do, if you want to run in the store, if you're pulling up to a convenience store, you want to run in and get some water or milk or donut, do it now.
All right. Who's going first?
You know what? I'm going to go first.
Get it over with, Al. That's right.
Go first.
All right.
Okay.
I'm going to go first, get the monkey off my back, and it's not
done.
I just apologize.
What are you apologizing?
Just think back.
Al, it's too late to apologize.
Too late.
Think back to when I did something that was mildly funny on the radio. Think about that.
what if Al is doing a bit right now?
I know.
No, this ain't no
and
bit.
You have like the greatest song you've ever written, and you
I
did
know.
The whole fake, I deleted my song.
No, no.
And then he did the, he basically did, like called a timeout before the field goal attempt just to,
make it more dramatic.
Freak out the opponent and then give me too much time to think about mine.
Okay, Big Al Mac, what did you write a parody song to?
This is my battle against Jenna, and the title of the song is I Don't Grunt Like You.
Okay. Wait, oh, so
is that Big Sean?
You did.
Big Sean.
I don't
blank with you.
Mess with you. You're going to change it from country to rap.
I'm going rap.
This is Ooh, a. This wait, is a you?
Come on, Al.
You know, you're stepping to her in her territory. This is Jenna's territory.
It is.
Oh, man.
I like this song.
Lots of swearing.
I know. Dude. You know how I feel about dirty songs.
Big Al Mac, taking on Big Sean. I ain't messing with you.
Wow.
I don't give up. This is how the song is supposed to sound.
Yeah, right.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Big Al Mac.
I'm going to sit back and eat my nuts and drink my Diet Pepsi and enjoy it.
This is the consolation round of the Voice Factor Idol. Big Al Mac, you're on.
Yeah, yeah.
Turn it up.
Yeah, turn it up.
Yeah.
I don't grunt like you. I don't grunt like you. I don't grunt like you.
Oh.
There's a million trillion things I'd much rather do. Here we go. When you wake up in the morning, it's the first thing you do. Walking around here grunting like an emu. I bet you do it in your sleep. Oh, oh, oh man.
Okay, y'all, we can't laugh. Okay.
I should go home.
Oh, stop it, Shannon. Stop it.
Can I pee?
I want to cry right now.
I actually really love the premise. Oh my God.
I deleted my song.
Hold on now.
I rehearsed my song.
Hold on. You know what? Even in 8 Mile, when Eminem was battling,
okay, third time's a charm. Is that what we're
he messed
do?
Up?
So you get an extra break to write it. Now you've messed up, and you're gonna do it again?
Jenna, would you allow him to try again?
Of course I will, because it's greatness.
Oh my
I'm
God!
I'm melting down, Kelly. This is it.
Al.
This is it. I thought I had 5 more years.
We're all bear witness.
We're gonna give you one more shot, buddy.
This is it, y'all.
Since you messed up pretty early in the song,
great career. I've done a lot. I really
Al, it's been nice working with you.
This is it.
It's okay, Al.
I don't know if I can go on without you, Al.
We're giving you one more shot, buddy. One opportunity.
You leave, I leave.
You messed up
so
early.
You better make
it yourself, baby.
You better make it work.
Yourself, Kelly.
By the way, when you mess up during a hard hip-hop song, you're like, I want to go home.
Well, what's hard about messing up in a hip-hop song is it throws you totally off beat. It's so hard
done.
To get back in.
So here's the thing.
All right.
We laughed and that threw you off, didn't it?
No.
All right, we'll face away from you, Al. I won't look at you.
I want to support him with my, you know, I want to be there
okay.
for you.
Right. Okay. I won't look at you, Al. All right, here we go. Try again, buddy. Go ahead, Shannon. All right. Big Al Mac, take two.
Big intro again.
You!
I don't
grunt like you. They will make you fucking tree and things I'd rather do. I don't grunt like you.
Stop. Okay, here we go.
All right, here we go. When you wake up in the morning, it's the first thing you do. Walking around grunting, sounding like an emu. I bet you do it in your sleep with your boomerang feet. Bet you do it in the shower. Oh, you don't shower. I bet you do it when you walk, do it when you talk. I bet you even do it when you do it in the chalk. That's the end of my song. Screw it.
So good. I want to hear it. It's good.
What's the rest of it? Pick it up on the beat.
All right. I bet you do it when you walk. I bet you do it when you talk. I bet you even do it when you're outlined in chalk. Do it when you're young. Do it when you're sag. Gonna do it when you're shopping with a paper bag.
What?
Okay. That's
okay,
it.
Can I pee that's before I do mine really
this
quick?
Is the I know.
I gotta
don't
pee so
email
bad.
Me. Don't tweet me. Don't Instagram.
I'm sorry,
I know it sucks. I know. I know. I see you today. No, if you come to the bar,
no.
Just pour a little out.
I'm sorry, Al.
Pour a little out.
See, you don't understand.
Buy something. Here's, instead of clapping.
A really bad day.
What's the rest? Read the rest of your lyrics, Al. What is
dude,
it?
Dude, I don't even know what I wrote, which is evident in the delivery.
And people kept trying to talk to Al while he was trying to rewrite his song.
Lord, he's like, please get away from me.
I'm glad Kid's not here. Oh, God.
Oh, Kid would have loved this.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is good.
I got to sit down. Sorry. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
No, I'm sorry. Like, a little bit of pee started coming out, and I had to leave. I had to go, you guys. We've had so much time, I literally started peeing in my pants.
Jenna, in order to win this, you basically just have to finish your song.
Okay, I'll try, but I'm so flustered.
Maybe three quarters.
At least get through halfway, and you'll be fine.
All of this has made me so flustered. Okay.
We get paid this week.
This is the Voice Factor Idol. We write parody songs to popular songs, and we do random topics. Whew. The topic is battle, which means you write a song about the other person. Big Al Mac did
I wrote it
like you.
I deleted it. Well, I lost it, and I tried to rewrite it.
Did you try Control-Z?
Let me try Control-Z.
If it comes back, Al.
No.
If it comes back right now.
He was scared to try it because he tried so many other things.
Yeah, because he had the other song. Basically,
okay, Control-Z didn't work.
Didn't work. Okay,
right. I've done so much other stuff since then.
Right, we just wanted to make Kid Nation happy. Make sure that.
Thank you, Kid Nation. I appreciate it. I'm sorry, and I apologize.
Like you. Oh, that's
Jenna. What's your song called?
I did. My song is to Kanye's "Stronger." It's called "Slower."
Oh boy.
The Daft Punk, Kanye West. Very, very popular song, Stronger. Jenna, you ready?
I think so. I don't know.
My hands are shaking. That was so bad, my hands.
Jenna's about to go off on you, Al.
Come on, Jenna. Come on, Jenna.
All right, here we go.
Okay, this is Kanye's Stronger. This is called Slower.
Go.
All right.
Makes Al slower, weaker, fatter, softer. Oh, all that fast food he takes down can only make him softer. You better watch your back now, cause he'll knock up your daughter. Big Al, you are the father, and I can't get much righter. Each year that goes by now, Al just keeps getting wider. Slower, weaker, fatter, softer. This song's about Al. Al got drunk tonight, hits on anything nice and tight. Dr. Girlfriend turning 30, right? But Al chose his bar just for the fight. Sometimes Al just acts like a dog. Kelly always turns down his booty calls. Fake beard, but he's real bald. Watch your toilet, he's known to clog. 5 broke cars since he got rich. Wears fake glasses so he lays it. Still can't believe that we kissed. Vodka breath, I can taste it. Bet his girl has to fake it. He'll give you something contagious. Time for me to take a hiatus. But I love him, and they hate us, because they ain't us.
Ooh!
Oh, that was
Jenna brings it!
Innovation in the man room, Jenna.
I just didn't even have, like, the full passion because I've just been laughing so hard.
I just felt
bad going at you after
that
all
was
this.
Beautiful. Okay, there's no need to vote.
No, we would take calls and ask you what you think of the songs, but lucky for Al, the phone is broken.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my
lucky.
Gosh.
Oh, Al. Nobody can call in. We should give out our personal cell phone numbers.
No, we should give out Al's number.
Call us and tell us. Okay, or you can go to Twitter and Facebook and...
Yeah.
Tell us what you think.
You can still go to kidnation.com and vote for your favorite.
Yeah, you got
to
do that too. But man, I wish we could talk to people right now.
Oh, man. 800 Kid Live, just in case one can just squeak on in there.
800-543-3548.
800-5-Geek-It. I don't know if the phones are working.
Oh, I just want to hear one person's opinion.
It's a terrible day for the phones to be down.
Oh, it's an excellent great day.
Hey, Phillip, with two L's. You come in and tell us what you thought. Is he still here?
Act of God.
Still in here.
It was an act of God.
Is it an act of God?
Yes.
Did he know it was going to happen?
Oh, man.
Of course he knew.
Does everybody know? Does everybody realize? I mean... Do you know, like, can you pinpoint the worst day that you've ever had on your job?
This was it for you?
I think. I
really? Because mine was the same thing with the when I did the Taylor Swift song.
Yeah.
The phones are working.
The
yay!
Phone!
No!
Oh, yes!
No!
Well, feel free to call with commentary.
Oh, yeah. Let us know what you thought.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
No.
This is going to be good.
No, oh, is it?
If Al wins with pink goats.
No, I won't, Jenna. Trust me.
This is so good. I'm just waiting for our Andrea.
Oh, God.
How you doing, Andrea?
Great.
Oh, yes.
Hey, Kelly.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hashtag get Kelly to the Bates wedding.
Oh, hey. Okay. They're wanting me to go to this wedding in Wichita Falls.
Okay.
Yes, you're all invited. I sent you an invitation.
Are you Andrea?
Yes.
Oh, hey, she's the bride-to-be.
Congratulations.
She wants us all to come to her wedding.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes, you're all invited.
Thank you for inviting
me.
We will only come if Al can perform his grunt song.
Oh, absolutely.
What'd you think of the songs, Andrea?
Oh, my.
Oh, they were great. They were great. I loved them.
You're too kind.
You know what? You guys are going to make me late for school.
Oh,
you
sorry
called
about
us.
That. You can blame
you
Al.
Late.
She was waiting.
Because I had to stay in the car and listen.
Oh, okay,
oh,
baby.
You did, Andrea.
Thank you, Andrea.
Good luck with the planning of the wedding.
They've been on a Twitter campaign to get us to come to their wedding.
Is it here in town or somewhere?
It's Wichita Falls.
Is this Carrie or Terry?
Mary.
Hi, Mary. Sorry, our phones are kind of acting funny. Mary, what'd you think of the songs?
I would definitely give it to Big Al. Outside his element of country. You gotta give him something for that.
But Jenna actually wrote and completed her song.
It doesn't matter.
Right?
It didn't delete it.
If we're going with that, then Al would definitely get it for freestyle, right?
Come on. Oh, he couldn't even freestyle.
I couldn't even finish. Thank you. I love you.
Al, they feel so bad.
I know you feel bad
there
for me.
There is gonna
Thank
be an
you.
Element of pity. I love you for that.
I love you for that.
I can't wait to see the percentages.
I love you for that, baby. Thank you.
It's because it was funny.
Yeah.
You know?
We'll take one more here. Leah, what'd you think of the songs?
I think Al's being too hard on himself. I loved it, and I hope he can write it again, and I want to hear the full version. I like this better, to be honest.
Maybe that would be good. After you win or lose tomorrow, maybe you can actually just give us what the performance was.
Because I did actually put more than 6 minutes into the original.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
I know it's hard to believe.
It would be nice to hear the finished product.
Yeah.
Hopefully tomorrow.
Okay.
That was awesome.
Okay, babe. Thank you.
Uh-huh. All right. You still guys don't want to have the punishment?
I guarantee I will lose.
You're not going to lose, Jenna.
No.
You got the Showbiz Top 5 coming up next. By the way, you can go to KidNation.com and vote for your favorite and hear the songs. Yes, Al, we're going to post.
No.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
So our phone screener, Lacey, she's been with us for about 4 years, maybe a little bit over 4 years. She's the one you talk to when you call our show.
She's a newlywed.
And when you talk to her on the phone, she is extremely friendly. She's the nicest girl ever.
Mm-hmm.
But she does happen to have some rants here and there. And they're hilarious. She'll be sitting in the phone screening room and you'll just hear her ranting about the most random topics. So we figured, oh man, we need to give Lacey a camera. And we need to get her going on these rants.
All right.
Support it.
Yeah, we got to support it. So if you want to go to KidNation.com right now or go to Kid TV and watch these, because we do have her on tape ranting and raving. You can watch her in her rants, because this is a new segment we call Lacey Rants. We'll come up with a song later.
Cool name.
Yeah. I mean, the song is just going to write itself.
Oh, I think you should write the song.
That's okay.
You don't want to?
My songwriting, I'm going to retire for right now.
Mm-hmm. That's it?
Yeah.
Done. All right. Okay, so our first Lacey rant is about the early morning hours. Oof, we can all feel her on that one.
I'm Lacey, the call screener, and although I love my job most days, there are still things that you can't do working these different hours, such as, like, morning hanky-panky ever. Don't even... he's asleep, so it doesn't even matter. It's not like he's going to try, but I'm not going to try either. And then I'm sleeping in on weekends, so on the weekends, try to give me a little nudge. I'm like, psh, whatever. I'm sleeping until noon. Don't even try to touch me. Also, if you do forget to set an alarm, you're not going to wake up. Period, because it's not like you naturally wake up at 2:30 in the morning at any time. Also, no weekday plans and no early morning weekend plans, because that's not going to happen. But bright side, things you can do: take a nap in the afternoon without any judgment. But then sometimes I'm that person who I'm at my house and people are outside mowing their lawn at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and then I have to go gripe at them, and I'm like, "Are you kidding me? People are sleeping in here. What are you doing?" So that's the drawback. Also, many need a raise.
That is so true about the people doing the yard work at like 2. Yeah.
It's hard not to be mad at them.
Right.
Because when are they supposed to do it?
Exactly. It's like every time or when you're trying to take your nap,
yeah,
mow the lawn.
Why do they mow the lawn every day? I don't understand.
Like it
it's like a different house every day. But it seemed like when I worked, lived in an apartment complex, it was every day, Jenna.
It is. It's every day.
I don't
get
like
blowers.
I'm like, are you really doing anything? I'm not sure what you're doing.
Yeah. Or how about Lacey's rant about having a case of the raspberries?
What?
I'm Lacey, the call screener, and I guess I've come down with a case of the Kelly raspberries because I feel like I'm just losing my freaking mind right now. I forgot to shut my garage door last night. Of course, we leave that door leading into the house unlocked, so anybody could have just come in. My husband was at work, so it was just me and the dog in bed. I don't know what I would have done if an intruder would have came in because we keep a gun, but it's in our closet, which is like not close to us at all. We do have a couple of knives by the bed because I guess my husband thinks he's going to like knife somebody down like a ninja if they do break into our house. I'm assuming I could too. I mean, I wouldn't be scared to stab somebody. I would be scared to shoot though. I've never shot a gun before and I'm kind of scared because I don't know that I want to have that kind of power. Once I know how to shoot a gun, whew, everybody better watch out. But then as I'm leaving this morning, I usually put my dog in her kennel. I forgot to lock my dog up in the kennel. So she was just, you know, free range of the house today. Luckily, whenever he came home, there wasn't accidents or anything everywhere. But yeah, I think I'm losing my mind. So I really don't know what to do. So nobody's safe in the meantime.
Case of the raspberries.
Seriously, it's bad.
Lacey.
Bad. I'm going to go see a doctor about it.
Yeah.
It's bad.
It's pretty bad that I had to text my husband yesterday before he came home from work and been like, hey, sweetie, sorry, I left the garage door open. I wasn't able to check anything before I left. I hope everything's still at home. And the dog's probably wandering around everywhere. So.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm losing my mind. And
I'm sorry, Lacey.
Makes me want to rant about stuff.
But
so
I'm kind of honored that you named it after me.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.